The Hayes Public Library may be closed, but there is still a ton of resources available from them. Kelly Kalasny, communications coordinator down there, stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. You know, my first question down there, are you guys, you're all working remotely, aren't you?
We are. We've been closed. We closed as soon as the school district, the Hayes district, closed, because we felt like, what's the point in us being open if the schools are closed, to try to get everybody to social distance, and then they all congregate at the library. So we agreed that social distancing was important, and so we closed then. I believe it was March 16th, and we've been closed since then. Unfortunately, you know, nobody is enjoying this, but we're all working from home. We've still got lots of things that we're working on, kind of changing our processes and really promoting all of the digital things that are available to our patrons.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about first, you know, say somebody in the middle of this has some books or some media materials that they've checked out and they need to get those back to you. How does that work?
We're dropping them off in the, we have those drop boxes, one in the front of the library and one back behind. And that was fine. But since the governor put the stay-at-home order in, we'd rather people just keep them. And don't worry, they're not overdue. Anything that came due during our closure will not be considered overdue. We don't charge overdue fines anyway. We got rid of those last year. But the thing that we need people to realize is that the system is automated. And, you know, when things are automated, sometimes it doesn't go quite as you want them to. And so people are still sometimes getting some notices that they have an item that's overdue, or they're trying to use their library card to do some digital resources and it's blocking them. If that happens, then just let us know. Email admin@hayeslibrary.org or call the library 625-9014. Nobody will be there to answer, but we're getting back to those messages quickly, and let us know what's going on, and we can fix it. Kind of, it's one of those things where we can fix it after it happens. We can't stop that from happening because it's not our actual system, but we can go in and fix your account and make it so that you can still access those digital resources.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and that's the other thing that I thought we wanted to get into. You know, and this has kind of been a push that you guys have done over the last even few years. You've got a lot of digital things that you can still access through the library, right?
There are. We have different sites, like Hoopla is a big one, Canopy, the Sunflower e-library that you can access with the OverDrive app or the Libby app. And they're all great. They have thousands of books. There's movies. There's graphic novels. There's music. There's so many things that you can still access remotely by going online. You can find all of the sites at hayeslibrary.org. So just go to our website. We've got a digital resources page that has all of those sites. The number one question we've been getting during this closure, though, is people who are signing up for accounts for the first time, and they get to where it asks for their card number and their PIN number, and they don't know what the PIN number is. The PIN number is the last four digits of your library card number. So that's been the biggest question. That's what it is, that last four digits of your library card number. And then you can access all of these things, and it's free, just like checking out a book at the library. It's free. And so it's a great opportunity. And if you don't have a library card, we have temporary library cards that you can fill out a form on our website. Just go to the services section and then get a card, fill that out. You can get a temporary card number, and you can still use all of these digital resources.
Wow, that's awesome. So does that include like ebooks and things like that?
Yeah, ebooks, audiobooks. There's some things like Tumble Library is for kids, and they've got activities. They've got all kinds of fun things. It's not just for adults. Hoopla has books for kids. Like I said, lots of movies. Yeah, those audiobooks. I listened to the Harry Potter series using the Sunflower e-library. So there's a lot of things available. And the e-resources companies have been amazing during this time, and they're adding to their collections. And if there's something that you can't find, then let us know. You can go onto our website. There's a section that says suggest a purchase, and we can purchase things also that you can use. So we've been, I had somebody contact me last week that wanted a series that's a kids book series, and our youth services coordinator was able to access those and get them through Overdrive. So that's another great thing that is available, is just requesting items, and we'll see if we can get them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, I don't know if you've seen this, but book sales have just skyrocketed. I think a lot of people being stuck at home, they're just reading more, because you can only watch, you know, so much Netflix before you give up. And, you know, Joe Exotic was only what, seven episodes. So that doesn't last very long. And you got to read, I guess. Right. What else are you going to do?
I've gone through two books so far, and I'm working on the third one just in these last couple of weeks. So I love to read. I love to get books on my Kindle, which is something you can do with these e-resources. So, I guess that's one of the positives of everything that's going on, is that these resources are out there, and maybe you have a little bit more time to read and to read with your kids, which is a great thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've seen some really amazing, basically famous people that are reading online, you know, like Dolly Parton, I know, mm-hmm. is doing bedtime books. And that's so cool. But it's even cooler when you get to do it yourself and spend the time that maybe you hadn't, you know, in the regular course of your busy, busy work life.
Yeah, it's great. And I want to mention that our early literacy coordinator, Sarah Schindler, she's been videoing some story times. And so we've been putting those out there as well. And so we have some programs that we're kind of adapting to go online. And the story times are one of them. And they're also available. We have a YouTube page now, and you can go and look at some of the past story times on there. But we have some other things coming up. We actually have some activities that I really want to make sure I get to mention. One of them is the 20th Annual Poetry Contest. And I can't believe that this poetry contest has been going on for 20 years.
Yeah. I've got the poetry contest. We've got some other events that we were going to talk about. How does that work? How are you doing that all digitally?
Basically, people can go onto our website. It started on the last week, and they can go onto our website and fill out a form and submit their original poem. This is for anyone who is 16 and older. There has to be an original poem. They can submit it online it goes through the 15th of April. And then we have a panel of judges, and we'll send them electronically to the judges, and they will make a decision on who the winner is. We'll have a first place and a second place winner, and they will win some chamber checks. And the winners will be announced on April 17th on our Facebook page. So we just made a way to completely adapt it, make it all online, but we wanted to still let the poets in our community have their day and enjoy their poetry. So it'll still be a great event.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, you've got an art contest coming up too, right?
We do. We have the student art contest. We had started this before everything happened, and so this is another thing that we have adapted to be an online thing. This is for K through 12 kids, and basically we want them to make an original illustration that interprets our summer reading theme of Imagine Your Story. And the entries are due also by April 15th, and they can be submitted through email to Holly Ray, hray@hayeslibrary.org, or they can be mailed. They can just mail them to the library, and then we'll judge those again. And I don't remember, there's some awards for those too. I don't remember what the awards are, but the rules and entry form are available on our website.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to get to how to get a hold of you guys and all that cool information, but that's hayeslibrary.org, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. There's one other thing I wanted to hit on. When we had the cruise night here, I don't even know, a week and a half ago or so, I was up on top of the Chestnut Building. So I was right in front of the library. And you know what I saw out there? That brand new big vehicle. It's got your logo plastered on the side. I think that's your bookmobile, right? Is that still up and running? What's the deal there?
Yeah, it's so exciting. Unfortunately, we can't do much with it right now because of everything that's going on. But yeah, the bookmobile arrived a little over a week ago, I guess it was. We got it faster than we thought we were going to, because we actually thought that the pandemic was going to slow things down, but they wanted to get us, ours was done and they were ready to get it delivered. So we got our bookmobile. It's gorgeous and we're excited about it. It still has to be completely stocked with all of the books and the electronics and all of that stuff. So that still needs to happen, but we're excited to take it out of the community. We're waiting until all of the concerns about COVID-19 can be mitigated. So it won't be going out. Some people thought, well, maybe they're just going to go ahead and use it to deliver books, but that kind of defeats the purpose of stay at home and not having contact with people. And so we're not going to do that until we can be sure that it's completely safe. And in the meantime, like I said, it still has to be completely stocked and get ready to go. But once it's ready to go, then we'll be taking it to different locations around the community. We'll be visiting Victoria as well a couple times a month. And it's just going to be great. It'll be loaded with books for all ages. You can get a library card on there. You can. It'll be a Wi-Fi hotspot. It's got that great awning. So you know, on those hot summer days, we might take it to a park, and kids can come over and look at books in the shade. And so yeah, it's just going to be a wonderful resource for the library to have. We're excited to have it. We'll be excited to get it deployed when we can do that safely.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's like a little mini version of the Hayes Public Library that just kind of gets to drive around.
It really is. It is a mobile library. That's exactly what it is. And we're still working out some of the specifics of schedules and locations. We will have a website. It'll be hayeslibrary.org/bookmobile. It's under construction right now because we haven't decided exactly where the library, the bookmobile will go. I think there's been talk about even having a thing on there that shows like where it is in town at a specific time so you could track the bookmobile. I don't know for sure if that's going to happen, but that's been talked about. But it'll definitely have the schedule, the times and locations will be on that website. So it'll be a great way to figure out where the bookmobile is going to be. And it's a very exciting new addition to the library.
Yeah, that's awesome. And like I said, I did see the vehicle, at least on the outside. The thing looks super sharp. It's really kind of a bummer. You got to just let it sit around for a little while, but,
I know.
What can you do? That's what we're living in right now.
Yeah. We want to stay safe. We want to keep the staff safe, the patrons safe. So we're not going to do anything that would put anybody in danger at this time. And, but when we do get to use it, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, we're almost out of time. I want to get to let you have an opportunity to share how to reach out to you guys right now. But anything else that the public needs to know about what's going on at the Hayes Public Library in the meantime?
I want to reiterate, too, that, of course, we're closed, and that means that there will be no programs at the library for sure through the month of April. We haven't decided on May yet. We'll be making that decision soon. But just follow us online, especially to keep up to date with what we're doing and all of the different programs, the ways that we're adapting things to try to keep people engaged.
Fantastic. How do they reach you guys right now? You guys still got the phone line up?
Yeah, go ahead and call us 625-9014. Leave a message and somebody will get back to you. We have the email address. If you need help with your library card or have any other questions, you can also email admin@hayeslibrary.org. And we're available on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And our website is hayeslibrary.org.